Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone is enjoying their day on today. It is a beautiful day in sunny Southern California, and I am thankful for it. We had an awesome rain this past week and gave us a lot of water, so I'm very grateful for that too. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you. Thank you for your word, and thank you for keeping us, and thank you for your faithfulness towards your children. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are starting in John chapter 9 today, and I'm going to read the first three verses. And it says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? Did this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest, should be revealed." Let's go over to Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Meaning he shall make thy paths straight. And so when we look at John chapter 9, the first three verses, immediately the disciples wanted to attach a cause or a blame for this man's blindness. He was blind from birth. And immediately they go into, well, who sinned? Was it him or his parents? And a lot of times when things happen to us, or we are faced with something of a issue or a problem, whether it is something in our health, whether it is something that happened in our place of employment, whether it happens in our family, or something that we had no control over, immediately our minds or even people go to, well, what's the cause? Why is it that they, you know, are in this situation? Is it something that they did? And in the human realm, makes sense. But you know what? We have to trust in God and lean not unto our own understanding, but trust him that he has a plan and a purpose for our life. And so Jesus said right here, neither one. It wasn't a matter that this person sinned or their parents sinned, that the works of God may be made manifest. And God very well could be trying to do something in your life, in my life, that on the surface, it looks like an issue or a problem, a circumstance. We don't know what we're going to do to get through it. How are we going to manage through this? How is God going to come through this time? Is he going to do it this way? Is he going to do it that way? And we're trying to figure out what the plan is so we can get involved in all those things. But God is saying, don't lean into your own understanding. Just trust me. And trust is very huge with God as it is with us. We were made in the image of God. And so we desire to be trusted. We desire to be believed in. And so does God. And so when you put something before God, you put a petition or a supplication before God, trust and believe that you are going to receive what you are asking for. As long as you do not ask amiss, as the Bible says in the book of James, you don't ask so it can be wasted on your own flesh or your own desire, but you are asking from a heart of sincerity and a heart of truth, desiring the best to be done, whether in your personal life or in your family or wherever, that is of truth. Let's continue in verse 4 of John chapter 9. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Now, this is when, you know, this is an encouragement to us, and is also an awakening, and should be a wake-up call to those that are asleep spiritually. because it says, I work while it is still day. The night comes when no man can work. There will come a time when the preaching of the gospel and the freedoms that we have in the United States and our abilities and wills will be, we will not be able to do these things. We will not be able to do these things. It's going to come a time when the church is going to be raptured up. There's not going to be any churches where they're going to be teaching and preaching the word of God. It's not going to happen. And while it is still day, meaning today's the day of salvation, let no man harden his heart. When God comes to you and begins to talk to you, even if you're already saved, and he begins to talk to you and in communication with you, don't harden your heart. Don't say, well, I'll do it later. Or, you know, and you're still needing to be convinced of certain things. Trust God. Believe God. Sooner rather than later to save yourself some grief. And to save yourself the opportunity for the enemy to come in and start to wreak havoc in your mind. By presenting different options, different possibilities, and diverting your attention from what God would have you to do by presenting this new things that you need to get involved in. You need to be very careful about that. But today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Look at verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as the Spirit of God is in this world, He is the light. As soon as the church is taken out, there is no light. There is no light. There's daytime, but there's no spiritual light, no enlightenment from the Spirit of God. Truth, pure truth is removed and it becomes an atmosphere of deception and disillusionment, where people are just confused. And there will come a day for that. So today, be with the Lord. Be encouraged by the Lord. Trust the Lord. Believe in His name that He is able to do exceeding and abundant and above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Means that we got to let the Spirit work in us and move. And believe God to do those exceeding and abundant and above things by trusting in Him. Let's read verse 6 to conclude for today. When He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. That is very interesting because Jesus sees the blind man. He's explaining to the disciples it's not about sin here, that the works of God may be made manifest. And He doesn't say to the blind man, open your eyes, you can see. He proceeds to take the clay of the ground, the dirt of the ground, and spits in it and makes a clay and touches the man's eyes. Now we can only, you know, think about and maybe speculate why He did it that way. But you know what? One thing that I will say is that a lot of times God comes in ways and does things in ways that we would least expect. Never limit God and His possibilities to move in your life. Have a blessed day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless you.